Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1PPY, activating the Fokker Amateur Radio Association Technical Services Net. This net's held weekly on Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The Farah-VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Fokker Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 subaudible tone, PL tone, for access. Members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Farahnet at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. For this, the Mother's Day edition of the net, I haven't received any technical topics. I don't have too much in mind, so I'm kind of trying to make up for the mothers out there to get back to mine as soon as possible and do something special for her. So maybe we'll have if anybody has a technical topic, please let me know. Otherwise, we're just going to talk about Mother's Day. So if anybody has a technical topic, please give me a call. It's KS1PPY. Okay, lacking any technical topics, we'll go with the Mother's Day theme for what did you do for your mother, or what did you do to remember your mother on this, the Mother's Day. Announcements. On the 12th, we have the monthly club meeting. There's a new WebEx link for anybody that's going to attend virtually. Please check your emails for the new information. We're not using Brad's personal anymore. We actually have a club WebEx login for anybody to come join us. And, of course, anybody that can come by the PAC Foundations will more than welcome to come by and join us for our club meeting. I also have a test session on the 21st for anybody looking to upgrade, get their license, or make any changes to their licensing. I think I saw somewhere that they were talking about raising the prices on that, so they want to get in there before that's done, or maybe it's already done. I'm not sure if it's too late or not. And then, of course, the informal club breakfast on the 28th. We meet at the Wegmans in Gainesville, and usually it's a pretty fun time. As far as contesting goes, we've got various QSO parties going on currently here this weekend. Hopefully some of you have been able to get in on that. The Indiana QSO party and Delaware QSO party should still be going on. Also, New England QSO party. I think it's kind of a big section of them. Upcoming this week, I don't see anything that stands out at me except for the CW Ops Test, CWT competitions going on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. Or no, I'm sorry, not the 11th and 12th. And this weekend we should have there's a RIDI contest and the CQM International DX contest, Canadian Prairies QSO party, and the 50 megahertz spring sprint. So some interesting upcoming contests over this week and the weekend for anybody who's into that. Let's go ahead for a round of check-ins and see who all is not currently doing something for the mothers in their lives for Mother's Day. If you would, please give me a call now.
This is K1HTV.
KX4KU.
Kilo Oscar Falls, 0 Kilo Yankees.
November 7, India, Victor, and we obviously have a pirate on the repeater tonight. Hi.
KN4SPL, in and out.
KN4 Victor November Zulu, in and out.
N2NIR, in and out.
Kilo Mike 4 Oscar Zulu Hotel, listening, but really have nothing to contribute this evening.
Kilo Juliet 7 Alpha Papa Victor on Echolink.
All right, sounds good. So far, I've got K1 HTV, K1 KX4KU, who I think didn't give his updated call sign, but that's okay. We know, we all know who he is. KO4KZKY was in and out. N7IVZ. KN4SPL. KO4VNZ was in and out. There was one that I missed the last part of it because I was making a correction, and I can't even remember which ones it were. It was KM4OZH and KJ7APB for its Echolink. Thanks for joining us. If I did not call your call sign or you want to check in, please call now.
N2NAR in and out.
Okay, that was the one I missed. N2NAR. Thank you so much for joining us. Sorry. Missed out on that one. Okay, we'll start off at the top of the list. K1HTV, how's your Mother's Day going?
Hey, thanks for doing that. This is K1HTV. Had a very nice breakfast over at the St. John's Hall after Mass. A lot of friends who were mothers. And mine is long gone. I miss her quite a bit, but she's now in a better place, as well as my wife, Phyllis. So, but anyway, I had a good chat with a number of the mothers over there at breakfast, so we had a very enjoyable morning. I got home, the band was open on 6 meters. K3FR, Ron, had put out a spot that the band had been open up to quite a few stations east of the Mississippi, and sure enough, it was packed. A lot of stations decoded between the Mississippi River and down to Florida. Did copy a K7TNT, TNT in Wyoming, briefly. Did not work any of the states. I didn't try. Looking for Europe. And sure enough, Europe came through for the first time this morning. F4ARU worked him at about 11:27. And then a few minutes later, F5BZB in France. It was decoded by an IS0GSX and IS0ESR. That's in the island of Sardinia. And I copied, I copied those two, and I got report flags on PSK Reporter from three other stations. But I did not make any cues, so it wasn't in very long. Just a very short opening. But at least it's the beginning of the e-skip season. Yesterday was also an excellent day for 6 meters for South America. We had a good transequatorial opening, to South America, DEP, transequatorial propagation. Heard 48 different DX stations in South America. Worked 34 of them, 14 in Brazil, 16 in Argentina, couple in Uruguay, and a couple others. Some on sideband, three are on sideband, one was on CW, all the rest are on FT8. So there was an activity down the bottom of the band. Some of the South Americans work in sideband. Let's see what else. Today, and also yesterday, copied a station, a country that I need, CP6UA in Bolivia, the only country in the continental South America that I still have yet to work. So he's around, but I did not work him. This afternoon, 34 contacts were made. Late afternoon, the band opened up. It was 30 contacts. 30 stations heard, I should say. Get my numbers right. On 6 meters, FT8. They were all FT8 stations. 30 were decoded, and 17 were worked. 11 were in Argentina, one in Chile, one in Bolivia, one in Peru, and three in Ecuador. And so that's the Ecuador stations are probably a multi-hop e-skip, and the ones down in further south were trans-equatorial propagation. So 6 meters is waking up. If you got any gear, get on the air. You'll work stuff that's on. Back to Net Control, and thanks for doing the next episode. This is K1HTV.
Well, sounds good. I definitely need to. I was looking at my 6 meter Yagi up there, and thinking I really need to put it into some use. So this will be should be the time to get it done. I'll hope to get there. good deal on the rest. Next we have KX4KU or W4RKU. Kevin, how was your Mother's Day? Go ahead.
KS1PPY W4RKU. Thank you for catching me on that. I've got about 8 different things on, and then the phone rang with my mother on there. But I had a nice brunch with Mom. I gave her a book pictures of Philadelphia then and now, since it's where she grew up. And let's see. I spent the last few days getting my radio sent back for repair because it's doing that 80% power thing again. Different radio, same disease. So I'm going to ask them what's causing that. And then I'm also in the process of rebuilding or starting to kind of replace the Yankee antennas for 6 meters, 2 meters, and 440 on the roof of my nephew's. I guess the cheaper didn't work real well for the weight, and they're kind of bending, so I should probably do really good with satellites if they're in the right spot, because, you know, if I turn the rotor, it'll be pointing up a little bit. So, other than that, that's about it. So, thanks again for doing that, Sippy. Whiskey 4, Romeo Kilo Uniform, back in it.
Sounds good. Good luck with the antenna raising. We'll have to do it like the Amish used to do, barn raising. We'll have to antenna raising. Not a problem. I just, when you said KX4KU, I said, I know who that is. And then I thought, wait, I thought we went with a new one. So good to hear that we all, that you're still maintaining the old one if you can. let's see. Next on the list, I have KO4ZKY, but I think he was in and out. We'll give him a second just in case he wants to join. Go ahead. KS1PPY.
KS1PPY, this is KO4ZKY. Well, today was nice. I went to my grandma's house with my mom and church. We had lunch, and we came home. And I wanted to do some radio, but I wanted to play with FT8 some more. I did that a little bit yesterday, but they didn't let me. So, KO4ZKY, back in that.
Oh, sounds good. For Mother's Day, I guess it's always better to participate in the Mother's Day activities, and the radio can wait. But good to hear you're on FT8, and good to hear you had a good Mother's Day. Let's see, next up we have N7IVV, and I'm sorry I missed your comment about a pirate. I was fumble fingering something else, and I hope you can elaborate, because I was a little bit lost. N7IVV, KS1PPY, go ahead.
KS1PPY, no, I was just tongue-in-cheek at Kevin there about his using his old call. Which, yeah, actually he and I have talked about that a little bit, wondering, well, how long can you use the old call before it's no longer valid? And, you know, it's like you said, nobody really cares. Just tongue in cheek. So, Oscar, good to hear you on the radio tonight. Yeah, you've got plenty of other weekends. And Mom is more important. And Grandma. That's always good to be able to get a double whammy in there like that, so. And good luck in your play this week. I hear you're going to be in a theatrical event, so good luck with that. Oh, no, break a leg. Other than that, I've called my mom, of course, had a long chat on my way home, actually, on Friday. I'd gone up to visit my youngest son and up in Frederick, Maryland, and had a nice chat on the way home with Mom. Anyway, my son is wanting to get his technician license, but finding he has so little time at home, and so he was wondering about some sort of an audio version that he could listen to with his 2 hours of commuting time a day roughly 2-3 hours, you know, total. And so Kevin gave me a few options, and actually I just downloaded a trial version of an audio, whatever the heck it's called at Amazon, but anyway, there's an on fast track version that I'll take a listen to and see if that's any good. Maybe I'll recommend that to him. But if anybody has any other recommendations for audio versions of the tech license manual without being just memorizing the questions, which is just immoral as far as I'm concerned, that would be great information to have. Other than that, just playing with FT8 always. I've got, you know, 2 or 3 things going on at any given time, and it's nice to be able to just sort of run FT8 kind of out of the side of my mind there. And half the time I noticed today that I was just answering. You know, I put out CQ and somebody'd call and I'd respond and then CQ again. I wouldn't even pay attention to who it was. So most of them are U.S., but a lot of Europeans. I don't think I picked any rare DX up by accident, but did pick up a few things here in the last week or so. And now I'm drawing a complete blank on who it was. How's that exciting? Anyway, catch all you guys Wednesday night at the Net, and of course Thursday at the club meeting, in person, online, either way. Yeah, so we'll see you there. N7IVB at Back to Net.
Roger that. Sounds good. Yeah, sounds like my experience with FT8. Sometimes when I'm here doing work and FT8ing at the same time, a contact will come in. I'll get it in there and logged, and then realize I don't even remember who that was. I usually go back to my QRZ page and see what new countries have been added if I haven't logged it and got it synced to that. But good to hear. Let's see. KN4 SPL was in and out. KO4 VNZ, I believe, was in and out. N2 NAR was in and out. KM4 OZH said he had nothing to add. But good to have all you guys in there. And lastly, we have KJ7 APV. Becca, how are we doing via Echolink? So it's entirely possible that we may have lost Becca on Echolink. I know here at the house I seem to be having some kind of an internet connectivity thing, so maybe that's an Echolink. Was there anybody in that previous list that I said was in and out that actually wanted to give us a comment? Please call them out.
HTV recheck. W8BT.
Okay. Well, we'll get K1HTV on the recheck, and W8BT, thanks for joining us. I think we may have lost Becca. I'll give her another chance here in a little bit after the recheck and W8BT's comments. Okay, let's go W8BT first for fresh joining, and then we'll move down. Travis, how are we doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, Sippy and all in the net. This is W8BT. I had a nice good chat with my mom today. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Not a whole lot of 6-meter activity for me this weekend, but I have copied a lot of stuff. With the rain, I didn't get a chance to get a good antenna up, so I was just using my ZS6BKW and the 10-tech transverter that I got from Rich. And but I did just about 5, maybe 10 minutes ago work, I believe, my first North Dakota station on 6 meters, WA0CSL out in North Dakota. Still coming in very strong, at least with my horrible antenna, at a +2 right now. I believe I... I don't know. Worked a station on sideband yesterday, so I've made at least 2 contacts on 6 meters this weekend, 1 each day. So, anyway, that's about it. W8BT, back to net.
Well, roger that. Sounds good. Thank you for joining us for the net. And good to hear that at least even if you couldn't get a new one up with the rain, the old antenna, the old reliable, was working. Let's see, K1HTV. Go ahead, this is KS1PPY.
K1PPY in the group, K1HTV, yeah. Once he gets that beam that I gave him up in the air, he'll really be having a ball. He's got a 6-element beam on the ground right now in pieces, and you figure support for it and get it up to 20 feet or so, 20, 30 feet. You'll have lots of fun, a lot more fun, even with the QRP. A quick question, if Bob KN4SPL is still around. I know Bob's been doing volunteer work for the 4-H Club trailer, and he's worked on the electrical, and I think he was supposed to do some more work this weekend. I wonder how he's making out there, if he's still around. He might give us a report on the progress of the trailer. And also one other propagation note, for the past two mornings, I had to get up in the wee hours of the morning, like between 2 and 3 a.m., on both days, both 17 meters and 15 meters was still open. 15 meters to the Pacific, 17 meters to China, Japan, and Indonesia, and Europe. Just incredible to be out. So if you're up in the middle of the night for some reason, and you can get to the radio, don't be surprised to see the upper bands still awake. It was incredible to see that kind of DX. Then I went back to sleep. Anyway, if Bob's around, I wonder if you can give us a report on the status of the trailer. KS1PPY, this is K1HTV.
Sounds good. Sounds like my kind of hours for operating. I'll have to give it a shot. KN4SPL, are you still around and can give us an update? Go ahead. This is KS1PPY. Sounds like a negative contact. I think he was truly in and out. All right, well, let's give one more shot for Becca, see if we can get her in there, and then we'll call it an early night, because I need to get moving and get in touch with another mom who works does late night activities, and haven't had a chance to talk to her yet. So Becca, KJ7APV, it's KS1PPY. If you're there, go ahead. Ah, well, that's a negative contact there as well. I'll take one last round of check-ins or rechecks in case anybody wants to get in there or get a last comment in, and then we'll close it up. If you would like to check in and join us, please call now.
KD4REV.
KO4RBW.
Okay, added KD4REE. Simi, good to hear you. And I believe that was KO4 Romeo Delta Whiskey. If that's correct, let me know. If not, please give me a correction.
Romeo Bravo Whiskey.
Roger that. Appreciate it. Okay, KD4REE, how was your Mother's Day? Go ahead.
This is KD4REE. It was fine. We had some Chinese takeout for dinner. Nothing else going on except I did hear some 6-meter CW beacons yesterday. Haven't had a chance to listen today, but I'll try. Maybe I'll hear some gray line propagation. Other than that, I just wanted to say hi before you close the net. Back to you, KS1PPY from KD4REE.
Well, sounds good. Good deal on the 6-meter and the Chinese takeout. All around good things. Thank you very much for joining us. KO4RBW, KS1PPY, go ahead.
This is KO4RBW. Yeah, good holiday year. Three generations of celebration, so it was a good day. Hoping to have 6-meter capability within the week. So looking for good antenna solutions, and just looking forward to being able to get on the nets and look at it a little bit.
Oh, well, sounds good. Usually, I don't know if you're finished up. Usually, either give us your call sign or let us know you're back to net control when you're done with it. I'm sure. If you stick around on the repeater, there's lots of recommendations for 6-meter antennas. I like my Yagi up on the roof, but I'm sure a dipole will work as well. I know KNHTV knows he's got a real science to his 6 meters. I'm sure he can fill you in on good antenna choices for that one. But for the moment, we'll go ahead and close up the net. I need to get moving to say Mother's Day to one of the mothers in my life. So I will let you guys continue conversation on the repeater if you'd like to. This has been KS1PPY for the Farinet. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to Farinet at w4va.org.
If you would like to make contact via the UHF repeater or on HF, call now, see who may be interested in scheduling a QSO. Stand by for tones. And thank everybody and have a good evening. This is KS1 BBY closing the Sunday night Kara Technical Services net.
K4RBW, K1HTV.
K1HTV, KO4RBW.
Good evening. What are you planning to put on the air on 6? What kind of radio?
So just ordered the Yaesu 991 Alpha.
You should do well with that. That's a 100 watt output, right?
Yeah, correct. It's got the 100 watts for really all modes, except it's got VHF and UHF, and I think the limit there is 50.
Sure, that'll serve you very well. Remind me of your name, please. This is Rich.
Hi, Rich. This is David.
Okay, very good, David. I'm sure you'll do very well. The key to success with the tell the guys, the key to success in communications is a good antenna. I'm not sure what your restrictions are, but as far as putting up antennas, but at a minimum, a dipole up as high as you can, if you can make or build a gain antenna, that'll really serve you well. It doesn't have to be super high. I mean, just to give an example, an antenna can be too high for E-skip. I've got my original 7-element Yagi on the first tower. It's at the 77-foot level, and it worked okay. And then I was working DX. I could still work DX, but one of the experts over at the Potomac Valley Radio Club, Frank Donovan, W3LPL, has a super station up there in Maryland, operated many years in the DX contest up there, but he's been researching and checking out. It appears that the optimum height for a antenna, for a gain antenna like a Yagi, is not 77 or 80 feet, but down closer to 40 to 50 feet. He compared the two on the recent openings, and the lower Yagi outperforms the higher Yagi considerably sometimes. And the reason for that is that as you raise a multiple element antenna higher, there comes a point at which there's a main lobe aimed towards the horizon, maybe 5, 10, 15 degrees above the horizon. And there's a null, and that null happens to be, as you raise that antenna higher, the null happens to be at the angle where most of the E-skip comes in. And as a result, the signal could be much weaker. So what are your plans for antennas? Are you restricted as far as antennas? Go ahead.
This is KO4RBW. Zero restrictions. We have plenty of space. So I was kind of thinking of a Yagi, but definitely open to some other ideas as well.
That's your best bet, a rotatable Yagi. Make it rotatable because, again, Yagi has gain. It's directional in one direction. And the longer the Yagi is, the more directional it is. That means you're going to have less signals off the sides and off the back and a lot of gain off the front. So if you aim it to the west, don't expect to work to the east or to the south very well. And so you need to be able to rotate it. Depending on the size of the antenna, TV rotators can rotate small Yagis. Another thing you could do is make a spider beam, a couple, wire antenna, or some guys use Moxon antennas. You can Google that and make one. Some guys make Yagis out of PVC pipe and wire. The standard Yagis are aluminum. If you have aluminum around or some old, I'm going to say old TV antennas, but you don't see too many of those around anymore. you repurpose the aluminum. But beam will do well. At a minimum, three elements. But the more, the longer the gain, longer the boom, the more the elements, the higher the gain, the more directionality you have, and it'll help both on receive and transmit. So do you have any way of mounting a Yagi up in the air? You plan to go with any kind of a tower or anything? KO4RBW, K1HTV.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to go with a tower in the very near future, but I was hoping to try and mount something on top of the roof. It's a pretty steep grade or a steep pitch on the roof, but I know you talked on a couple weeks ago about the tripod mounts that you could possibly get up on the roof. It's KO4RBW.
I mentioned to you the quad pods, the four-legged ones, where they, the bottom parts are adjustable, so they'll adjust to the pitch of the roof, and that would serve the purpose quite nicely if you can get it up there safely, get to it. How do you get up on the roof? Do you have a you have to go up through? You don't have. I'm sure you don't. The older, old, real old buildings used to have a trap door on the roof itself, but you don't see that anymore in the newer buildings. Usually you have to get up on a ladder, and that's not a fun thing to do when you have to put together a tower section like that. I believe that the quad pods are assembled like an erector set, and I'm not sure if you build it up there or if it's raised. You know, it's hard. It would be difficult to raise it up there, so... you have to look at it, do your homework. But that would do very well for you. Put a rotator inside of it and then rotate a small Yagi. And you also, on the top of that, you probably put a 6-meter vertical, have them both on the same mast. But in the long run, a tower house bracket, it would work fine. Keep the runs on UHF and VHF. Try to keep those coax runs short as you can with some good LMR 400 or so. And that'll work well on 2 meters, 6 meters, and above. KO4RBW, K1HTV.
7IBB.
Brad.
Evening, guys. What was KO4RBW? K1HTV. Dave, I've actually got a couple of those towers like Rich is talking about. Glenn Martin is who makes, they're probably the best ones. Like, there may be somebody else out there, but they are put together like an erector set. They've got two sizes. They've got a 4-foot and an 8-foot, and I have one of each. The 4-footer I have up on the top of the house. I've got a 2-story house, and I've got my satellite array on that. And then I've got the 8-footer on the back of the house. It's got a tri-bander and a 2-meter beam, and then a vertical on top of that for 220. But they actually will—they've got really high wind loads. I mean, they'll handle just about whatever your regular tower will, as far as a self-supporting tower. And they don't need to be guyed. They do need to have bracing under the roof, you know, on the rafters inside. So you need to be able to get under there to get to them. But heck of a lot cheaper than a regular tower. You don't have to pour concrete or anything like that.
It's KO4RBW. Yeah, it makes sense. The one thing that terrifies me is mounting anything to the roof for fear of creating a leaky roof. But, Rich, to answer your question, roof access, we have on the upper level window that we can use, but I'd have to use a roof ladder just for safety to give me a walking platform. But the only fear I have is punching holes in the roof. This is KO4RBW.
K1RA.
K1RA is K1HTV. On my previous house in Glendale, I had a Rowan 25 top section, 3-point mount on the roof, and the main thing is just tar up the holes where the holes go through, and again, as Brad says, support with a brace underneath the rafters, like a 2x4, long bolts going through there, and make sure it's secured. And but I had a large 5-element 20-meter beam, if you can imagine that, on top of a 2-story house, 5-element beam, 33-foot across, 5 elements on a 36-foot boom. It overpowered the house, but it worked like gangbusters. But I had a triple guy that support. But if you're going to put a small Yagi, as Brad says, that'll work for either one. Will work very, very well for you. You've got Andy K1RA in the group K1HTV.
W8BT.
Hey, Travis, recognize. Hey, good evening, David. I don't think we've talked before. K1RA. Throw out a couple more comments for you. I believe it's Texas Towers that you can find online. Of course, they sell towers. But they also sell a crank-up collapsible mast, and I know it's produced by someone other than Texas Towers, but that's an option. You plant it at ground level, and depending on how much clearance you have, you can maybe side-mount it to the house and then get it above the roof line and then put the antenna up. You obviously wouldn't be able to crank it down once the antenna's down. But look at some of the collapsible masts they have. We have a couple guys in the club have actually used the push-up masts, with the spider beams, at ground level and guide in the middle of the backyard. But I was going to throw out the one tower section and roof pitch mount that my dad referred to, K1HTV, is another option. And I didn't hear anybody throw out any information on where to get 6-meter antennas. Again, if you're looking to go commercial and just shop and buy, there's a guy in Haymarket who's had a company for about 10 years, Directive Systems. You can find them at directivesystems.com. And he makes all types of VHF, UHF antennas for 6 meters and up through the microwaves. And he has both a 3-element version and a 5-element version that are quite popular, as well as 7 and 11 elements, like on 50-foot booms, probably bigger than your house. But to get you going, check out directivesystems.com. Over to you, Travis, and then you can turn it over to David, K1RA.
Hey, good evening, Andy, Rich, and David, W8BT. I think maybe Brad was still in here, or maybe he left. But anyway, just wanted to chime in and agree with Andy on the Directive Systems. Terry makes very, very great antennas. I just worked a VE3 on 6 meters with my HF dipole again with 6 watts. And so it doesn't take a lot sometimes to work stuff. So, you know, anything you can get up in the air, David, is great. Over to you. This is W8BT.
W8BT, K1RA. This is KO4RBW. Yeah, I appreciate the advice. I'll definitely check out these resources. And, yeah, I'm really excited to get on the 6-meter band. I've been humming along on 2 meters and 70 centimeters for so long. I'm looking forward to something on a little longer wavelength. This is KO4RBW.
Take it up for a second. It's K1HTV.
Well, yeah, that's 7IDD.
With the ID. Okay. Yeah, the it doesn't take power. Just to give you an idea, one of the locals, not local, he's down in Southern Virginia, and for Delta Bravo, his 6-meter antenna came down a couple of years ago, and he worked about 120, 130 countries, had not worked a new one for a couple of years. Well, a couple of days ago, TRHCA from Gabon in Western Africa showed up with a big signal, just really big on FT8 on 6 meters, and I worked him, and I gave Dave a call and said, give him a call. And he said, all I have is my HF off-center fed antenna. So he connected his radio to the off-center fed antenna on 6 meters. He was able to work Africa for a new country for him. So he was a very happy camper. And I saw him on, he's been on today and working into the Caribbean, into South America with that with the wire antenna. So you'll have fun whatever you can do. But the better the antenna, the more fun you'll have. Over to you, Brad, and 7IVV from K1HTV.
7IVV in the group. Dave, yeah, I understand your trepidation about holes in the roof, but I'll tell you what, you stick enough silicone end up there and you crank those bolts down, and frankly, you've got it sealed up just as actually better than it was before. So it's up to you, of course, but it's really easy. Of course, you're not really peeling the shingles off, so you still got a seal there, and then what I'm using is gutter seal, and I actually let some harden too much before I bolted it down, and I cannot squeeze it down. It is so tough. It's the hole is filled, but and everything. I just ended up with the one bolt about 3/16 of an inch up above the surface because I had let the silicone material cure too much before I fastened it down. It was a very interesting thing. But and that was actually over a place where it's not over the house. It's actually on a back porch area. But anyway, I would not be afraid of that. And if you ever get the urge, you're welcome to come over and take a look at my setup as far as those rooftop towers. But frankly, you've gotten all kinds of good advice tonight, so put them all in a hat and pull one, and you won't go wrong. I'm going to let you guys go back to whatever I'm working here, and catch you guys later. And I guess we're over to Andy, I guess, is next. K1R Andy, group at 7IBV. I'll be monitoring.
Okay, Brad, very good. Yeah, I've seen Brad set up. Very very nice arrangement that he has there on the roof. And, yeah, a lot of good information, David. Texas Towers, Directive Systems up there in Haymarket, Virginia. So enough to get you going, and I'm sure you can get back on the repeater and put out a call to the group if you're looking for more advice or questions to be answered. So good luck to you, and hope you get on the band soon. They're really starting to come alive, as my dad has said. 6 meters open to Africa and Europe today and South America yesterday and the Caribbean and across the U.S. today. I think I heard, Travis, you said you worked North Dakota today for a new state. So definitely the time to be on 6 meters. Have a good evening, guys. I'm going to check out as well, 73. And I guess it goes over to Travis, K1RA. Good night.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to check out too. But, Andy, real quick, I did do some digging into the service manual, the TS-850 today. And I think I'm going to narrow it down, but I'm going to hold off because I'm going to have to take it apart and do some logic analyzing on the pins. I think it's the IC that might be bad, IC1 on the RF board, but I think it's not activating that low-pass filter. But anyway, 73 everyone, this is W8BT.
73 Travis, 73 Andy, David, Brad, and good discussion tonight. Take care and good luck with at the worst case, if you can't get anything up right away, make a dipole. Cut the dipole, a half-wave dipole for 6 meters. Use the formula. Was it 492 divided by the frequency in megahertz? Anyway, you can check your antenna handbook or just Google it online. Length of 6 meter dipole, and get it up as high as you can, and connect to the best piece of coax you got. And if there's an e-skip opening, you will work stations. But not as good as the beam, but you'll work stations. Take care, 73. How are you, David, for final? KO4RVW. This is K1HTV clear, and I'll be monitoring. 73.
Yeah, I appreciate the advice from everybody. This is really good stuff. Two quick questions. Polarity of the antenna, is it always horizontal, or for a 6 meter, do you also use vertical? And then last question for anybody is the most common mode FT8, or is it also a phone that people are using on 6 meter? It's KO4RBW.
Yeah, I'll pick it up. This is K1HTV. For locals, if you're working other stations on ground wave, almost all sideband stations are also FT8 are probably locally working with horizontal antennas. The FM guys locally, and there aren't that many, will use verticals, which is the case for almost all the FM radio work. But when it comes to skip, skip doesn't care. You know, this signal may rotate multiple times. They start off as a vertical, and they come down as a vertical or horizontal or anything in between. So it doesn't make a difference. The negative side about verticals, they tend to pick up more noise. There's more ignition noise that is made that's vertically polarized from lightning. Hang on a second. Echo, you got blabber, and I said the magic word. And the Echo device start yakking at me about something that it thought I asked. So like especially on the on any of the bands, most of the noise is generated is vertically polarized. So you want to keep you can minimize that by going to horizontal antennas. They say lightning strikes are vertically polarized, and they generate tremendous amounts of signal. If you have on the HF bands, you aim your antenna to the west. If it's a thunderstorm 1,000 miles away, don't be surprised to hear static crashes coming through from the distance. So anyway, you'll have fun. Just get the antenna up. You could, if you want, make a ground plane out of a piece of wire, a vertical piece of wire, and three or four radials. And that would also work temporarily. It'll work for you. So that's the one question. What was the other question you had, David?
Yeah, just asking about the most common mode, if it was FT8 or some sort of data mode, or if it was phone.
Yeah, the majority of work is now FT8. I did work some sideband stations in South America and the CW station in the opening yesterday. When the band is open for E-skip in the States, you will find sidebanders around 50.125 and up. The DX window for phone is 50.100 to 50.125, so do not call CQ in that window on 6 meters. The calling frequency, again, is 125, and you're supposed to move up in frequency from there. So you'll find people on sideband, domestic contacts made between 125 and 200, 50.125, 50.200. In the case of VHF contests, there'll be more activity. You'll hear more stuff. Like in June, there's a VHF contest in the middle of June, another one in July. The ARRL one is in June. The one in July is a CQ magazine sponsors that one. And there's also going to be a new digital contest for the HF bands and 6 meters, and that'll occur, I believe, the first weekend in June, if I'm correct. So you might, and that'll be all FT8. Now the FT8 frequency is 50.313, so burn that into your memory. 313. That's where 99% of the DX or the domestic and DX will be operating on 6 meters, and that's where you'll find the bulk of 6 meter activity. So once you get your radio, park it on that frequency, you'll hear the funny warbles of the FT8 mode, and then just you can start downloading the free software, WSJTX, synchronize your computer clock so it's accurate within a second, and then you'll be decoding signals. And when it comes to that point, give us a call. We'll walk you through getting it set up so you don't have to fight the battle of trying to get things working. Anyway, good night, David, 7-3, and everybody else, take care. And all our listeners out there, I'm sure there are a few guys listening. I know there are a few guys that are not even hams that are listening, and hopefully they'll get on the air or get their license, and we'll talk to them on the air. What do you, David, care for RBW? Good night. This is K1HTV.
7-3, Rich. Really appreciate all the info. This is KO4RBW. Clear.
468 divided by
Who was that? Didn't quite make the repeater. Try again. This is K1HTV.
Sounded like Steve, W8BT.
It's Steve, WD8QCN. Yeah, I was just giving him the formula for the half-wave dipole. 468 divided by F gives you the length in feet. F is megahertz.
So 468 divided by 50.3, approximately 50.3. or 50.2 might be a better to compromise for both. Or make it 250, then you're halfway between the phone band and the FT8 band. So 468 divided by the frequency in megahertz, and you got the length in feet for your dipole. Thanks, Steve. Over to you, David.
Hey, Steve. This is KO4RBW. Much appreciated. I got that formula copied down. I'll definitely be using that. KO4RBW.
Good, Jen. Yeah, I've just been out here for a bit. I'm the HT, so probably picketing on the computer here. I'll let you run. 7-3, have a great one. WDHTUCN.
7-3, Steve. Thanks again. K1HTV.
N7IVV, W8BT.
W8BT, N7IVV. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Brad. I saw you calling the local station in FM 17. Were you not seeing the VE3 coming through?
Yeah, I am. I just had my back turned. So I got a VA3 and a VE3.
Okay, I worked him on my terrible setup with 5 watts, so you shouldn't have a problem. But anyway, I was just curious. Anyway, have a good night, and happy Mother's Day to your wife there. And anyway, N7IVV, W8BT.
All right, Travis, see you Thursday, N7IVV.
All right, see you then, W8BT clear.